Joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. And, well, Patrick, people driving all over the roads, all over across the country, and, you know, gas prices are trending downward. I know personally I filled up for $2.72 last night, felt great about it. I guess the big question that people want to know is how much longer will this kind of downturn in gas prices continue?
Well, it should continue at least for the next week or so, although crude oil prices are starting to rally again, up 3% this morning. WTI back above $70 at about $71.50. But for those keeping track, that's still about $13.50 a barrel lower than where we were in early November. So I think it's safe to say that average prices should continue to decline. What I'm watching for now is some stations in the Indy metro area are starting to get very close to selling gasoline at their cost. I'm seeing a lot of stations at $2.84 a gallon, some at $2.87. Essentially, some of these stations that are racing to the bottom may not stay there for a significant amount of time simply because they're selling at cost. And if cost bumps up slightly, you might just see some of those low prices disappear. But for now, I think the average in Indianapolis will continue to go down. But watch for those low-price stations. They could be in for a bumpy ride as they're riding right on the margin.
So if you're someone driving and looking like you need to fill up your gas tank this week or considering doing it, what should be your strategy then?
Well, certainly shop around. I wouldn't pay anything over $3 a gallon, given the fact that there's a lot of stations now under that $3 a gallon mark, as we had anticipated. Shop around. The average price is only down 6 cents a gallon, but a lot of stations have dropped their price 20 to 30 cents. I think the strategy this week should be to find those stations that have dropped prices significantly and fill her up there.
But also, as you and I have talked about in the past, it only takes about every week or so, about maybe close to 2 weeks, 10 days sometimes, for there to be that price cycle where after stations get to a point where they've cut costs so low that they have to put prices back up. How close do you think we are to one of those type of things?
Probably pretty far off. There's not too many stations charging those basement prices yet. I think we could see another cycle, maybe another 7 to 12 days from now. It really just depends on how quickly the other stations lower their prices. And at an average of $3.19 a gallon, it's really not looking like most stations are anywhere near that. So I would say at least through the rest of this week and probably into early next week, expect average gas prices to continue coming down.
We're seeing a lot of uncertainty about the Omicron variant of coronavirus. Some people saying it's not quite as bad. It only gives mild illnesses. Some people think it could be worse. But what has kind of the anxiety about the Omicron variant sort of done to the, you know, oil and gas industry?
Well, oil prices have been a bit all over the map as the market kind of decides, you know, based on current headlines, if this could get worse or better. There certainly are signs of anxiety in the marketplace, but each little tidbit of news gets digested a little differently. There's been some signs of optimism. There's been some anecdotal evidence from individual doctors in South Africa. But even Dr. Fauci had mentioned that things may not be as bad as anticipated. So there certainly could be some good news, and I think that's why oil prices are rallying based on the fact that thus far the Omicron variant doesn't necessarily appear to be the end-all that it could have been.
You mentioned earlier this week that with some countries, not the U.S., but other countries that begin issuing lockdowns, and sometimes that can have an impact on what we pay for gas in the United States. How is that affecting us with other countries on lockdown in some spots?
Well, I think it's going to be very interesting to see if those countries come off of lockdown and how quickly that could happen. Of course, the U.S. is one of the world's largest oil consumers. So if the U.S. were to undergo a lockdown, that could have a drastic impact on oil consumption globally. But other countries, mainly in Europe, there are some on lockdowns as the Omicron variant spreads. So far, it hasn't been a big impact on oil demand. You know, here in the U.S., we're still looking at some of the strongest demand for the holidays that we've seen since late August. So at least by all measures here in the world's largest oil consumer, gasoline demand is still very strong.
All right. That's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of.
All right. He's Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure.